Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's The Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker, and we are broadcasting live this week from 6 to 8:30 a.m. from City's brand new space at 268 Orchard Road, the City Wealth Hub. Right now, it is time for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And over the past 2 to 3 weeks, with news of vaccine rollouts, approvals, and whatnot, we saw that hope that travel will return soon. And one particular company that we're all used to getting on board whenever we're planning for our travel itinerary, decided to IPO and did well for a while.
Yeah, so maybe things are looking up for the likes of Airbnb,
yes.
And they think that is the best time for them to go to the markets to raise money. And that actually saw a huge day one pop of 112%. Not bad for
Amazing.
An IPO.
Yeah.
But then since then, in the past 3 days, it's 3 straight days of slump. And is now at $124 after day one's pop to around $146. So it is a bit, I guess, of a concern right now. Are investors starting to think, are we thinking or getting ahead of ourselves?
Too excited too soon?
Getting too excited too soon?
Yeah.
Pricing in too much optimism? Or are we, you know, getting set for brighter days ahead with vaccine deployments on the cards sometime?
But it's all going to take time.
Next year,
so travel's not going to come back so soon.
Yeah, so that's the thing, right? How do we look at this with Airbnb as one of the hottest stocks this year? Let's get a bigger picture from Adam Wong. He is the editor-in-chief at The Fifth Person. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Ryan. Thank you for having me.
I think you've been using Airbnb yourself. You're quite familiar with it. So let's take a step back and look at the business model behind Airbnb. It's been one of the most battered companies amid COVID-19. And then it seems like things have turned around for it somewhat with its big plans to go public. Walk us through the business model. How, as a business that does short-term rental of rooms and homes, how is it doing right now?
Well, it's actually recovered somewhat in the latest quarter three, actually. So quarter four hasn't come out. So the thing is, COVID-19 really hit the company and every other travel company, right? So that peak of the pandemic during tail end of March, April, May, June, that was the worst for Airbnb. But the thing is, they realized that a lot of people had a lot of pent-up demand for travel. So maybe we can't feel it in Singapore because we're like kind of like stuck in our city. We can't get out. But in other countries, you started to see people just wanting to drive out maybe like 200 miles to a small town. And that's what Airbnb did. So instead of starting to, you know, show you hotels from faraway cities and all that, the algorithm started to recommend nearby locations. So you could take a car or a train, go out 200 miles away, have a staycation somewhere nearby. Mm. And that's what they did. So in the latest quarter that they just reported, they're actually doing much better, and it's about 80% back of their revenue compared to the previous year.
Yeah, so interesting how they are now, I guess, pivoting somewhat to staycations more. But if you look at the financials, like you mentioned, it did make a profit in the latest quarter. But if I look at it from a yearly perspective, at least for the year to September 30th, right, it's been losing money. It lost $697 million. And versus last year, that is a bigger loss by nearly double. So this really stands out when I look at the financials. What do you take away from the numbers when you look at it?
Well, the thing about Airbnb is, you know, it's still a high growth company. You don't expect to see a lot of profit. I think a lot of companies nowadays that you, for example, Tesla is a famous one, they actually see a lot of profit, but a lot of investors are still interested in it because of the growth. So Airbnb is that kind of company. So if you're going to have a look at that company, you got to understand that it's going to reinvest a lot of its cash flow, all of its profit into growing that company. So you probably won't see profit for, well, a large amount of profit anyway, for a long time to come, especially now with travel still being a bit iffy. Mm. I mean, domestic travel is doing all right. So that's what you can notice out of his financial statements. And the other thing is, they only make a quarterly profit in quarter three. So that's when the summer vacations are happening in Europe and the US. Most of the other quarters, they don't make any profit at all.
So should investors be worried about it because it sounds like a seasonal business?
Yeah, look, it's a bit seasonal. It's kind of like travel. That's what happens. It's the same with Booking and Expedia. Mm. They make most of their profit in quarter three. So it's the same for Airbnb. But for Booking, they make a profit every single quarter.
Right.
They're more solid. They've been around for much longer and all that. So this is a growth stock. If you have to analyze it from that lens, if you're going to have a look at it.
Yeah, that's a very good point. We're chatting with Adam Wong. He's the editor-in-chief at The Fifth Person. So looking from that perspective, as a growth stock are valuation stretched, because if you look at valuations of Airbnb right now, it's actually bigger than the top three hotel chains combined. And that is a bit of a scary thought, right? It actually doesn't own anything. It doesn't own any assets, no hotels, no properties, but it's bigger than all three combined. What do you make of this?
So, I mean, it's kind of a different business model. It's kind of like a platform business. So I would compare it to Booking, which is their most similar competitor. So Booking also does online travel agents. You can book hotels, flights, and you know, homestays as well. So if you take a look at Airbnb's valuation, so you can't have a look at PE because they don't make a profit. All right. So the most, maybe the apples to apples comparison you could make is you could look at their price to sales and compare that to Booking, which has been around for much longer. So if you take a look at Airbnb's price to sales, their market cap, I think as of last night, it was about $74 billion, thereabout. But they made, if they look at the pre-COVID revenue as well, because that's the most stable measure that you have. So their price to sales is about, at this point, about 15, over 15 to 16. So that's pretty expensive. You compare that to Booking, again, if you take a look at the market cap compared to their 2019 revenue, Booking, a bigger, more stable company, is trading at about 5 to 6 times. So it's 3 times more expensive than Booking.
Okay, so asset light may be one of the advantages to Airbnb. But if you look at risks for investors to watch out for, what would you put right up there at the top of the list?
Yeah, I think regulations are the main thing, because I think kind of like when Uber came onto the scene with taxis, then everyone was having this like disruption in the industry. That's what Airbnb did. So you have a lot of cities now wanting to regulate how people actually rent their stays, because you don't want to have some neighborhoods, don't want to have people coming in, coming out all the time. You have maybe you have a party crowd when it's supposed to be a quiet residential area. In Singapore, you can't rent out a homestay unless it's 3 months or more for a private. Right? So you're going to have these regulations, and this will kind of like hamstring Airbnb in certain areas, and they have to work around it to ensure that, you know, there's a steady stream of hosts that can do this Airbnb thing.
Yeah, the other thing that comes up to mind is just a website. What type of moat or, you know, competition barrier is that for another competitor coming in the scene?
Yeah, they actually have a pretty good business model in terms of moats, because this is a network effect, because they have so many homestays on their website. You want to go to Airbnb, and because so many people go to Airbnb for homestays, more hosts I want to list on Airbnb, because that's where they can get the most guests. So there's this network effect that's going on. Same thing with Booking and Expedia, because they are the biggest players. Everyone's naturally want to go there, and it's very hard for someone to actually start, you know, a business in this area.
So new players are finding hard to get a critical mass to get started.
Right.
And just to wrap things up, right? If someone is thinking about Airbnb, you know, jumping on the latest bandwagon for the latest hot stock, who is this stock for?
Someone who is a little bit more, you know, who wants a bit more excitement in the stock market. So this is not your boring, steady dividend stock. This is a stock that's growing at 50% its revenue over the last 5 years. So it's really expensive now if you took a look at the price to sales and you compare it to like Booking and its peers. But its growth is expected to grow much faster because it's a smaller company. So if you want to invest in something like this, you got to understand that it's not going to be profitable for some time to come, but you want to bank on the growth that Airbnb is going to be a lot bigger and that travel is here to stay.
And it's a bet on the travel sector as well, and a bit of a globally diversified company.
Yeah, so I think about their revenue is about split between the US and the rest of the world quite evenly. So it's not just reliant on the US. Yeah, so it's pretty diversified in that sense.
Okay, hope you can finally do more traveling and have a chance to do Airbnb one day. We've been chatting with Adam Wong. He is the editor-in-chief at The Fifth Person, helping us to break down the latest frenzy around Airbnb.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.